Hey there, listener. It's Draven again. I wanted to give a formal introduction to Addendums. This project is hoping to have these smaller bite-sized episodes while you guys wait for the normal episodes to come out. This one took a little longer than anticipated, but we hope to slim that out in the future. Now feel free to give us any feedback you have about this project, and if you have an addendum you would like to be made, you can feel free to pitch us on our Discord channel. I am always on there every day and always stalking it. So if you have an idea, feel free to let us know. Without further ado, enjoy.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Resurgence. Her mission? To explore strange new ideas. To seek out new ethos, new inspirations, to boldly look within for the betterment of all.
Personal file, Admiral Anders Ownsby. Open. Addendum, Earth 2400. Begin file.
Captain Ownsby reporting for debriefing as ordered, Admiral Jensen.
At ease, Anders. This isn't a formal inquiry. This is just a debriefing on how your shakedown with the Highland went. It's your first job as captain, and we at Starfleet want to make sure you did all right.
I had the ship's logs transmitted over to command when we dock, sir.
And that's perfectly appropriate, and following protocol. But we'll also be talking to your crew about how they got along with you, and how you managed in the big chair. We just can't rely on the logs to determine whether or not you're a good fit for the Highland. We did that sort of thing in the past, and we ended up with reckless cowboys smashing ships into planets and renegades who nearly destroyed history. We have to do better at vetting who is good enough to be a leader.
I understand, sir. How long will all this vetting take?
You'd like to get back to your chair, so you can get back to space, right? We haven't even decided if you're going to keep the Highland yet. Give us time, Anders. Give us space to do our job. We like you, but if you keep pressing us, we won't like you much anymore. Understand?
Understood, Admiral. I mean no disrespect. I was just...
You're excited about being a captain. I get it. However, you're nothing at the moment except grounded. Go. Go do something productive. And I'll reach out when our review is complete. Dismissed, Captain.
Something productive. I wonder if my parents would be happy to see me.
Easy, you cute little bees. I'm just smoking you out so I can take your honeycomb and make food with it. I didn't realize how enjoyable this actually was until I started doing it.
Jason, dear, Anders is here for a visit.
I'm busy harvesting our hives for our food storage. If I don't do it now...
You're harvesting honey, Dad? Why not just replicate it?
Replicated food doesn't taste as good, son. Besides, these projects give me something to do since I'm retired. It's enjoyable.
Looks like you have quite the setup here. 3 bee boxes, 5 garden boxes, and are you building a mini greenhouse too?
Yes, Anders. Your mother and I work on it a little bit every day, and we're going to move a collection of all-season plants and crops in there once it's done. Do you want to see the plans we've made for it?
No, I'm all right. Why are you doing all this hard work when you don't have to? Now that I'm captain, I can help you apply for the Retired Officers Assistance Program. It'll provide you with extra help so you don't have to work so hard.
Lyra, when you go seed shopping at the market, take our Anders with you and enlighten him. I've already tried to apply for that, but it's so backlogged that it could take up to a year for them to see my application. Starfleet's a wonderful organization, son, but they've got higher priorities than me right now.
Jason, I'm going to go buy seeds for the boxes and greenhouses now.
Lyra, why don't you take Anders with you? I've got to work on harvesting this honeycomb, and I can't focus with him buzzing in my ear.
Dad, we're not done talking.
Go with your mother, Anders, and be good. We can talk more later over some warm milk.
Gerald's Garden Market. I didn't know there were any markets around here, especially Cardassian ones.
Elias Jaren moved here from Cardassia several months ago and has been selling a lot of interesting things, including all-season seeds your father and I have been using to grow food.
Wait, how long have you and Dad been doing this?
It's been several months, Anders. Replicated food? It's not as nice as homegrown, and we're both retired. We need something to do. Your father didn't tell you because he didn't want you to stop your training and rush back to take care of us, because you'd think we would need extra attention. And he knew you would have done exactly that. You're such a good son, but, well, a little too good sometimes.
Mom, seriously, how can I help? I'm grounded until they review my shakedown cruise, and so I have the time to help you both. I want to help you and Dad. Let me go to Starfleet on his behalf.
He'll think you're going to put your career on the line for him, and he'll get upset, Anders. Let's just get the seeds I need and some starter crops.
I'm the captain of a starship of 200, and I can't even help out my own parents.
And you should be focused on your ship, not your aging parents. We're just fine.
You and Dad shouldn't have to put in all this work, Mom. Seeds? Starter plants?
Anders, stop worrying so much. Anyway, we have carrots, peas, beans, a salad starter, and some tomatoes. We might have to go a little light on the meat this month because the farmers who usually supply the meat to the markets, yeah, they're having a bad growing season. But that's okay. I'd rather do that than have your dad down at the civilian docks fishing with the dock workers at 3 a.m. again.
My God, Mom! Dad's at the civilian docks at 3 a.m?
He enjoys being out near the water and cold air. He says it's good for the phantom pains he has in his arm sometimes. Anyway, let's go. We have what we need.
Hey, Mrs. Anders! Those things cost money. Get back here, or I'll call security on you for stealing.
They used to be free, Jaren.
The key words, used to be. If you're too poor for the seeds and the starters, Mrs. Anders, put them back where you found them, please. I'll shoot you if you try to steal. Is the little kitty angry about something? Maybe he should go home and have some milk.
That's my son you're mocking, Jaren.
Mom, you'd rather put up with this idiot than let me help you and Dad with Starfleet?
Keep mewing, kitty, or I'll slice and dice you into cat food.
Try it!
Whatever. I'm not scared of you. Pay and scatter off to your cat tree. Be sure, though, that your little outburst is going to get back to Cardassia. Someone there may even make a special trip to Earth to deal with you.
Whatever, tell Cardassia. You think I'm scared?
Why do the seeds and starters cost credits now?
Ferengi from the docks stole a bunch of stuff from the market last week. Cardassia found out about it, and they were mad enough to order me to install security at the gates and start charging for the goods. I take credit chips, though. I'm only allowed to be here because they gave me a travel permit. So if I want to keep my permit, I have to follow their orders. If they revoke my travel permissions, I have to go home, and there's no living to be made there for someone like me. Here, at least, I can make something out of myself.
Okay, here. Here's some credits. How have you been doing with your... Anders! Stop growling and let's go. I've paid for the food.
We're stopping by command on the way home, and I'm asking them to expedite Dad's application. You and Dad don't need to subject yourself to that idiot anymore. If you want natural food, fine. But it's not worth all that.
Whatever you say, dear. Just know that your father's going to be mad.
You did what?
I asked Starfleet to expedite your application because you're the father of a captain and a disabled retired commander who is in need of help. What happened at the market? I
don't give a damn about the market, Anders. I told you I didn't want you to meddle in my business. I made it clear, and you went and meddled anyway. Why couldn't you just listen to me?
And let you and Mom get abused by a greedy Cardassian every time you went to Jaren's market?
Jaren has to eat, Anders. Same as we do. I asked you to let me handle things for your mother and I. But you're acting like we're your crew, and you have to take responsibility for us. We're grown adults, and we are perfectly capable of taking responsibility for ourselves.
Then why aren't you appealing your denied application for the prosthetic arm? I heard you had been denied one. How are you managing with just one arm, Dad?
I help him with a lot of things, Anders. I mean, maybe before the Mars attack, getting a prosthetic would have been easy. But it's not so easy now when there's a waiting list for limbs. And they're having to rebuild their entire stock of synthetic supplies.
Anders, you're my son, and I love you. But you've got to stop worrying about us so much. We're not homeless. We eat. We're surviving.
Damn it, Dad! It's not good enough! They need to do better!
Lyra, don't forget to set a bit of food aside for Rafi. She and her girlfriend, I think her name is Seven, called yesterday and said they wanted to get together for dinner in the next few days and talk about the old days. Anders, the friends I made in Starfleet still care. They do what they can, but the system at large is broken, and we all help each other to work with what we have available to us. That is one of the things that you'll learn during your time as a captain.
I can call command. I can tell them to forget about it.
Don't bother. It'll still take a year. Just try not to meddle in our lives anymore, okay?
Jason, come see the seeds and starters I found. We also need to discuss how we're going to handle the meat and drinks this month.
Ownsby here.
Captain Ownsby. Admiral Jensen here. I'm pleased to report that your review is finished.
Already, sir? I thought it would take longer.
Well, anyway, you passed the review. You are hereby fit to continue as captain of the Highland. Congratulations. Report back to her at 0600 tomorrow morning for your first assignment. We'll have a sending-off ceremony and everything.
Understood, sir. 0600 tomorrow.
Morning, Mom. Veggie omelets? Why are there four plates on the table? Is Everett visiting?
Your father and I invited Mr. Jaren to breakfast this morning. He and your father are out finishing the honey harvesting and working a bit on the greenhouse.
Why? Why is Mr. Jaren eating here? He has a house of his own, doesn't he?
Anders, it's been a while since the war ended, and Starfleet's working on getting itself back together, as is the Federation. But that doesn't mean many people trust Cardassians yet. Most people are still very mistrustful of Cardassians because of their actions during the Dominion War. Jaren, well, he has to live where he can and eat where he can. His market stall and travel permit is sponsored by the Cardassian government, but, well, he's on his own for everything else. Cardassia's not a member of the Federation, and the Federation's not real keen on helping Cardassians. Well, beyond letting them come here to build a life if they want to. Your father may be disabled and retired from Starfleet, Anders, but he's fortunate enough to have enough to take care of both of us. We also have enough to help those who have very little. individuals like Elias Jaren, who we consider friends. It's called helping those who struggle to help themselves, Anders. That's something else you'll need to learn as you grow as a captain. I'm surprised that you don't know that already, given that your father and I raised you and your brother to care about those in need.
You're right. I don't know as much as I thought. How am I supposed to be a good captain, knowing that?
You'll learn as you go. And the crew you have will teach you how to be good at being in charge of your ship, just like your family has helped you to learn to be the good person that you are today.
Thanks, Mom. Speaking of my crew and ship, I was welcomed by Calm from Admiral Jensen.
Oh, what did he have to say?
I was declared fit to continue as captain of the Highland in order to report back at 0600 tomorrow. For my first assignment. There's going to be a send-off ceremony and everything. You and Dad can come. Maybe Mr. Jaren can even, if he wants to. I'd invite Everett, but I have no idea where he is right now.
Sounds lovely, Anders. You can tell your dad and Elias all about it at
Lyra,
breakfast.
We finished the honey harvest. Oh, Anders, hey. Good morning.
Morning, Dad. Morning, Mr. Jaren. Dad.
Huh?
I was declared fit to continue as captain and ordered to report at 0600 tomorrow for my first assignment.
You're a Starfleet captain? You seem a little young for that. How old are you, 25?
Well, I may look young, but I'm 33.
Oh, a mere youth. Starfleet is truly the land of opportunity if they allow such a childlike specimen to be captain of a ship.
I worked for this opportunity. I worked just as hard as everyone else. I earned this opportunity.
And you're privileged. You live in a land of opportunity. I wish I could have such an opportunity for myself. I wish Cardassia would let me.
Why don't you ask them? Maybe they would let you make whatever name for yourself if you want to make it.
Even if I asked? Even if Cardassia said yes? Earth, Starfleet, and the Federation would say no, because they have not yet forgiven my people for our part in the Dominion War. That's why I struggle as I do. Nobody cares to help me do better or make a name for myself, and Cardassia is only happy to have me here as long as I struggle. Despite all that, I would like to accept your invitation and at least see you seize your opportunity. Perhaps I can learn from merely seeing how much you care about it. Perhaps I will work to make things better for myself as you did for yourself. You inspire me. You're not human, but you have made quite a name for yourself among them. So why can't I? Why can't a Cardassian? You're right. I should try.
Do you want me to sponsor you, or at least speak for you?
But don't you leave tomorrow for your new opportunities?
That doesn't mean I can't still help you. You're struggling to help yourself, right? I have the power to help you, so I should remember to help you.
Where did you learn such wise words?
A person much wiser than I'll ever be.
Very well. I will let you help me. I will let you do what you can.
Now that that's settled, it's breakfast time. Everyone wash up, take your seats at the table.
Oh, Anders, you should know I got a call from Starfleet this morning. About my application, I've been invited in to discuss it. Want to come with me?
Before you ask, Anders, I would join in this adventure as your father invited me, but I need to go file my weekly report with Cardassia about how my business is going. If I don't do it according to their schedule, they get rather unhappy.
Eat up, all of you. After breakfast, Anders, I'll go shopping for some things you can take with you on the Highland while you go with your father to his appointment.
I can't believe I'll be one of the first to get an arm once they're available. I didn't think I was that much of a priority.
You're more important to Starfleet than you realize, Dad. Your application for more help was also approved. Now you and Mom won't have to grow food so much.
Well, I think we'll still grow food, even after I get my prosthetic, because it's something to do, and I don't like going out that much. Besides, if we don't keep the food ourselves, we have others we can give it to, like Elias Jaren. Did you notice he took an interest in you, son?
Excuse me?
He was insulting you. And that's the way Kardashians flirt. If he was being charming, that means he was impressed with you. Elias Jaren isn't impressed by many. He was certainly impressed enough to ask you for your help. And Kardashians don't do a lot of that either.
Don't tell Mr. Jaren, but while you are with Commander Dawson talking with your application, with your arm, I talked with Admiral Rogers over the recruitment offices and explained Mr. Jaren's interest in being part of Starfleet. He said he would reach out to Cardassia to see if they would give permission to alter Mr. Jaren's visa to include either academy studies or time in the illicit ranks. I learned that Mr. Jaren merely got a work visa right now.
That's very good of you to do, Anders. But Cardassia is not a member of the Federation. Elias would need a sponsor from someone already in Starfleet to get involved with them himself.
I told Admiral Rogers to put me down as his sponsor. Maybe Cardassia will be more open to the idea if they know someone up here cares enough to help him live up to his potential.
Well, I hope you care enough about yourself to let your crew help you live up to yours when you go out on the Highland. You tend to care so much about others and their potential that you tend to ignore your own. I know a captain has to be concerned with the growth of their crew and the wellness of their ship, but not at the expense of themselves. So please, Anders, when you go back to the Highland, remember to care about yourself as much as you care about everyone else. All right? And don't neglect your career worrying about Elias. I'll stay on top of helping him and keep you posted through messages. He won't be forgotten, I promise. We should get going home so we can get you ready for tomorrow.
There she is. The Highland.
I'm very proud of you, Anders. I hope you be as good a captain as you were in your previous ranks. In fact, I know you'll be.
Thanks, Stand. Where's Mom at? She wasn't home when I got up this morning. Did she go early to the market?
No. Market's only once a week in the spring, and it was just the other day. Besides, even if the market was today, Elias wouldn't be there because his report to the Kardashians will take all day, and she doesn't feel comfortable buying from anyone other than him. I'm sure your mother will be along. She mentioned when we got up that she had an errand to run and that she'd meet us here before
Anders,
you had to leave.
Jason, over here! Anders, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, Everett?
Hey there, big brother.
Everett, what are you doing here? I thought you were off in space.
I just finished with a shakedown cruise of my own on the Cougar, and we all get some leave while Commander reviews our CO and everyone else. Mom came early this morning to meet me. So, you're finally a captain, huh? Are you scared?
I am nervous, yes. I hope to do a good job. I honestly wish I had some familiar faces on board to make it easier. Even you would do, surprisingly.
Come on, bro. You'd have to treat me like everyone else or Starfleet would get mad. Anyway, I like my posting for now. If I end up needing a change, Anders, I'll let you know. Just keep a space for me if you can. By the way, when is the sending off ceremony?
Pretty soon. Should go find our seats and say goodbye before it starts. After the ceremony, I'll need to leave right away.
Ugh, I hate goodbyes. It's going to be a while before I see you, Anders. I hope you're safe. I love you.
Take care of yourself, son, and believe in yourself. I love you.
Anders, my awesome big brother. I hate that we didn't get a lot of time together, but I just want to let you know that I love you and I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Everett. Love you too, and I'm really, really proud of what you become.
Ah, Captain Ownsby. You're early.
Yes, sir. I was just saying goodbye to my family, and I won't have time after the ceremony. Admiral, these are my parents, retired Commander Jason Ownsby and Lyra Ownsby. This is my brother, Lieutenant Everett Ownsby of the Cougar. Everyone, this is Admiral Denson.
Nice to meet you all. Well,
Captain Ownsby, it's time for you to go sit with your crew and face your future. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
End of file. Addendum closed. Personal file closed.
You have been listening to Renewal, a Star Trek fan production. Addendum 1, Caregiver. Written by Heather Lee Cameron.
The cast of this episode features the voice talents of Andrew Gehring as Captain Anders Ownsby, Joe Bean as Jason Ownsby, Sharon G as Lyra Ownsby, Alpha Bites as Everett Ownsby, Alpha 008 as Elias Jarin, and J.D. Markowitz as Admiral Jensen. The episode was edited by Chase C, and the music was composed by Eleanor Morrow Music. Renewal, a Star Trek fan production, was created by Andrew Gehring and Aaron McDonald. Based on Star Trek, The Next Generation, by Gene Roddenberry, and Star Trek Online, developed by Cryptic Games. No rights infringement intended. Subscribe to this production wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Rift Point's YouTube channel, or follow us on social media at the links in the episode's description. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to see you again next time in the Rift. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Viacom CBS Incorporated. Riftpoint Productions, website, promotion, and or any exhibition of material created by Riftpoint Productions are not endorsed, sponsored, or affiliated with Viacom CBS or the Star Trek franchise.